You're listening to iTemu News, a production of the Texas A&M International University Office of Public Relations, Marketing, and Information Services. I'm Melissa Barrientos-Whitfield, Communications and Social Media Specialist. Today is Thursday, June 14th. Research findings by the U.S. Department of Education indicate that among public four-year or above universities, TAMU has one of the nation's slowest net prices. While the national average net price is $10,471, TAMU's net price is $1,255. Average net price is the price of attendance charged to students after considering all grant and scholarship aid. TAMU President Dr. Ray Keck said this reinforcement of the university's affordability should be of great interest to students and their families as they prepare for their higher education journeys. In this extended time of economic stress, it is gratifying to know that our efforts to keep costs down have been verified by the DOE. We are committed to helping our students complete their journey to their bachelor's, master's, or graduate degree, Dr. Keck said. In the past year, TAMU has been singled out by CNN as being in the top 10 of most affordable U.S. colleges and listed by the New York Times as having the lowest net price. For registration information, contact the Office of the Registrar at 956-326-2250, email registrar@tamu.edu, or go to tamu.edu/affairs/registrar. Recognizing a tireless champion for Texas higher education and TAMU, the university named its University Success Center for State Senator Judith Safarini in ceremony Monday, June 11th, in the lobby of the new Senator Judith Safarini Student Success Center. The Texas A&M University System Chancellor John Sharp, Jim Schwartner, and Elaine Mendoza of the Board of Regents for the A&M System joined university officials in announcing the honor. A&M Regents approved the naming in board action Friday. TAMU President Ray Keck said Senator Safarini's support of higher education was critical to all institutions, but most especially for TAMU. She knows education. She is a product of a remarkable education. She maintains a laser focus on TAMU and is deeply engaged in the life of our institution and our students, from helping to secure legislative funding to help us attract critical student scholarship support. She is front and center. Her tireless advocacy and leadership have been pivotal in TAMU becoming a major regional university of choice. Likewise, her role in the Senate's Higher Education Committee has given her a substantial responsibility for education statewide, which she discharges with deep commitment and resolve. What better building to have her name associated with than one that dedicates itself, like her, to student success? The center, made possible by state funding initiated by Senator Safarini in the 2006 legislative session approved by Lieutenant Governor Dewhurst, centralizes essential student service areas under one roof. One of TAMU's most familiar faces to students will soon leave the campus, the programs he helped build, and the hundreds of students he helped succeed. University students, faculty, and friends gathered to bid David Vermillier, affectionately known as Mr. V, goodbye as he retired after 42 years of service. Vermillier is TAMU's Director of International Student Services. Vermillier, who joined the university in 1970, has seen it grow from a shared study carol in the downtown campus of then Laredo Junior College to a 300-acre regional university, and he's been a dynamic part of that growth, mostly in roles assisting and guiding students, many who come to TAMU from around the world. Among his many hats, he served as Director of Student Services, Director of Administrative Services, Director of the Learning Resource Center, Director of Student Development, and presently Director of International Student Services. Gerardo Alba, TAMU Director of Student Services, first experienced Vermillier as a student. Mr. V became an eventual colleague to Alba, who said Vermillier has taken on many roles for many people. David Vermillier is a true TAMU icon. I had the pleasure of working with him as a student at TAMU in 1998 as a member of the Student Government Association, where he served as advisor and mentor to students. His dedication to the student experience is something I have always appreciated and desire to emulate in my interactions with students. He truly inspired me to look at the opportunities in higher education, and even though I didn't know it then, he may have served as a catalyst to where I am today. He has served as advisor, friend, and father figure to so many international students, and the wisdom we have all gained from him will carry us forward. His work lives on in thousands, Alba concluded. And for more information, visit tamu.edu, where you can also download our mobile app.